is on the air.
Hey, this is Gunner, and you're listening to Steel City Music. And it's time for another edition of Americana Cool with Heather Valley on Steel City Music. And of course, she's just the static face that's in my life, Heather Valley. Hi, buddy.
Hello, Gunner. Hi, everybody. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You've somehow nicknamed me Gunzo over Zoom, and you took a picture of me, and you said, no, I'm not going to put it on the internet, Gunner. I wouldn't do that. But I know for a fact that's going to show up in like some horrible, horrible group. And everyone's going to look at me and just go, oh my God, he looks like he eats chicken wings, drinks PBR, and is dating his best friend's daughter. Look at him. He's a mess.
Right. And, you know, for anybody who's listening and wants to know what visual goes along with this, it's the beautiful Guns Out. That's where the nickname came from. I'm feeling these pipes. They are just filling my entire Zoom screen right now.
And they're not so much pipes as they are, wow, he's really got to start hitting the weights again. Kind of. Who hits weights? Who hits weights? What is this? What is this?
I don't think that would help you very much. Maybe picking them up and moving them.
I always like to portray myself as something that is like he kind of looks after himself, and I do to an extent, but I can guarantee there's no point that you and I are like playing the Rocky theme and hitting like the beachfront of Hamilton and just giving her.
You know, I don't think that there are steps that are quite tall enough for us to be able to run up to the top and, you know, jump around like we've, you know, accomplished something. So
there's no running right now. We gotta do baby steps to get to run, really. Gunzo in the Valley. I love that new podcast.
You know, and then I'm a static image here, which occasionally my eyes move, so I'm basically a haunted Victorian painting, so that everybody can get like the full vibe of this aesthetic today.
Yeah. Keep pushing my fear and anxiety buttons. Thank you so much, Heather. And I'm just gonna have this in my brain all day. Pictures are watching me. All right. Let's get into the show this week. The last episode that we put together, we had about 16 songs, and we were like, "Yeah, let's split this up," that sort of thing. So, my memory of all these songs, I was refreshing myself, is a little hazy. But I do like to make a correction on the last episode, and it's not so much a correction is that I blended two artist styles together, and I made a comparison to you.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it was more about some of the writing styles and delivery on the one. I said, this is a lot like Heather Valley. But it was the following artist off the top of the song. The delivery was also, I found, more like you. And that's how that's why I was putting things in my brain saying, I can see how she enjoys this artist because there's a similar style.
Right. I think you're talking about Annie Sumi was the one.
That's right.
Kind of verbalizes and has like a phraseology that's somewhat similar to mine.
Yeah, it was to me, it was just like, it was just bouncing off my brain, that sort of thing. Like, oh, this is really cool. So there you go. So if you heard the last episode and thought I sounded like a knob for saying that, and you listen to this episode and you think I sound like a knob, I am a knob, but I like to make a correction when I'm being my knobbiness. So there you go.
The knobby version of Gunner is Gunzo. Gunzo. If
anybody's wondering. Oh, this is gonna haunt me. For 2021. Awesome. All right. Who's the first artist that we have up in this episode?
All right. So over the course of July, we have been featuring Canadian artists who fit within this overarching umbrella of Americana music. We've gone all across the country, and we still have a bit more to share with you. So this episode is all going to be focused on Canadian or artists who are based in Canada. And then we're going to go back to a bit more of a mixture of people from all over next episode. But I wanted to start with a very well-respected band. So this is a band called the Barr Brothers. And we're going to be featuring their song Little Lover for you guys. But I want to tell you a little bit about them in case you haven't heard about their background or how they come to this genre. Because a really interesting thing to me about Americana is that many of the artists were situated in different genres before making their way here. And it's a natural transition for people because Americana is like telling stories, the stories of what it's like to be a person and to be living in, you know, this era. So the Barr Brothers are based in Montreal, but they're originally from Rhode Island. They were actually in a band called The Slip. They were two-thirds of that band. They rose to prominence over the course of the 90s and into 2000. They were really well known for their approach to long-form live improv, so they were considered to be both experimental and then also jam band type of music. And so they shifted from that into this like folk Americana form. And it's kind of cute, this story about, you know, how they put their band together. So they had just moved to Montreal. They were working on this new project. They do bring some of the improv and experimental vibes from their previous world into this project as well, which you're going to hear in this track. But while they were hanging out in their apartment, they heard this beautiful harp through the wall. And they went across and they knocked on the door. And this woman answered. Her name is Sarah Paget. She was a harpist who was both working in classical forms, but she was also developing music with Lhasa Desela, who I mentioned last episode and who we will feature on a future episode. Anyway, they found that they had very similar vibes and similar influences, and then they all came together to create this band. She has since stopped touring with them because, you know, life moves on and she had some other obligations that she had to focus on, but they carry on and they occasionally add instrumentalists here and there as need be. So this is the Barr Brothers. Listen to the very interesting composition that they have. It's not a typical straightforward lyricism in terms of songwriting. But I think that you're going to like it. This is a track called Little Lover, and you're listening to it on Americana Cool.
Can I get home? All right, Heather, who's up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, so up next, we have another really well-respected, but perhaps not as well-known Canadian artist. This is an artist who goes by the name The Acorn. So The Acorn is the music project of singer, songwriter, and musician Rolf Carlos Klausner. This was formed in Ottawa in 2003, so you may have heard his music and this collective's music, you know, going back quite a ways. They have spanned a number of different genres, from art folk and indie to minimal electro and folk rock. And their songs have charted on Canadian campus charts. And they've also been in rotation on CBC Radio 3 and on The Verge. So they're currently signed to Paperbag, but they also have releases from a couple of other labels. So, I mean, Paperbag is an incredible resource. Back in the day before Spotify, I used to find an artist that I liked and then go to their label and discover more music that I was likely to be inclined to like by seeing who else was on their roster. So to me, that's still a thing to do. Another artist who is signed to Paperbag, who we are all very close with in the Hamilton community, is Daniel Glenn Monkman, who performs as Zung Di Win. His debut record, Bleached Waves, is actually on the Polaris Prize list. So hopefully will place very well in that competition. So back to The Acorn. This song is that we're going to be featuring today is called Dense. And I picked it because it's incredibly beautiful lyrically, and it actually flows really well from the last track that we featured from the Barr Brothers. And I wanted to highlight this verse from this song so that you can listen for it when it comes up. So this is The Acorn. This is their song Dense. This is the verse. One by one, the seasons change you, maybe once, but not for all. Time can't paint the picture for you. Dying leaves need time to fall. Let me be the one you're running to. And then a repetition of that verse. Absolutely gorgeous metaphors, poetic lyrics. This is The Acorn and their track Dense.
I can see your years in my reflection, dents and cracks embedded in my skin, and they will bloom in fireworks and fury for all the times I didn't let you.
listening to Americana Cool on Steel City Music with Heather Valley and your host, Gunner. That acorn track really builds in to a big epic portion towards the back end of it. When you were talking about the lyrics of that song, that's where it was like really starting to hit me when I was thinking about that, because I was listening to the track earlier today and I was listening to it last week. And that's an excellent choice of an artist to put in the show.
Thank you so much. I mean, it was interesting when I went back over the playlist, because I'll put them together as I listen to music, as I'm going through my day to day, you know?
Yeah.
And the first three tracks, I think, all flow extremely well this week. And they're all by bands that are maybe a little bit more established than some that we've been focusing on in our other episodes, and that we'll be getting into later in this episode. So that kind of brings us into the third track, which finishes this trio of related sounds. So this is a track by the very great Great Lake Swimmers. This is a band that originated in Waynefleet and that is now based in Toronto. They released two albums on a smaller mark, and then they got picked up by Network in 2007 for this release, Anguiara. And that is an album that I have known for ages. That was when I first came to know the Great Lake Swimmers and fell in love with their very subtle, kind of haunting, but still beautiful and folksy vibe. The song that we're going to be featuring today is called Your Rocky Spine, and it carries this theme not only sonically and aesthetically, but also from a lyrical standpoint. There's this almost magical surrealism that has been going on in the last two songs and carries on into this one. I didn't know this until recently, but Anguiara is actually the original name for Niagara Falls.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, Gunner just like looked over at me in shock.
Well, it's funny, you know, we live in Southern Ontario, and as in our school system and our culture and how we learn about things and just people talking about different spots. And you said Anguiera is actually, I'm like, okay, that is like, no, I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Right? Isn't that amazing? And I feel like that really fits with the education that we've been receiving as people in Canada this year from our Indigenous friends and the first people of this landmass. So learning what they called these places that we renamed and had no right to rename is just a really kind of emotional thing, I feel like.
Right.
So this track was named after that back in 2007. So, you know, they were ahead of the curve in recognizing how important the original history of this space is. And listening to the entire album, you can see that it's continuously personifying the land at various parts of Canada. And that's why I chose this song, because it's one of the most obvious in which the Great Lake Swimmers do this. Your Rocky Spine is a reference to the Canadian Shield and to the escarpments that we find ourselves surrounded by. It may not specifically be about Niagara Falls, but it's about Canada and the Canadian experience and how connected to the land we all are, whether we're the first people or the people who grew up here. I also wanted to give a little shout out to the Aeolian Hall in London, where this album was pretty much fully recorded live. That's why it sounds so airy and beautiful. That space is just an incredible performance venue, and I think it again connects this music to the land of Ontario and Canada as a greater whole. And before we go into this song, I want to tell you something that I didn't know that doesn't always come across directly in music, but the people behind the Great Lake Swimmers say that some of their biggest influences are Graham Parsons and Hank Williams. So that again situates it deeply within the Americana canon. So this is the Great Lake Swimmers from their album Anguiara that was released in 2007, and the track Your Rocky Spine.
That your body makes, that your body makes, that your
your body makes.
Heather, who do we got up next on Americana Cool?
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go a little bit more indie. So this is what I think people know this show for. We generally focus on up-and-coming artists. This is a group that you may not have heard of, but that has gotten some really great accolades in certain circles. So this is the Brothers Landreth. We're getting into country music again, a bit out of the folk world and back into the country realm. The Brothers Landreth are a Canadian alt country and folk group. Their debut album, Let It Lie, won the Juno Award for the Roots and Traditional Album of the Year in 2015. So they came out of the gates just running. They were first formed in 2013, and it's made up of a core of two brothers, Joey and David Landreth. One plays guitar, the other one plays bass. They both sing. They have toured both Canada and the United States. And they attracted additional media attention when American rock icon John Oates agreed to perform as an opening act for them in 2015 in Nashville. Is that not crazy?
John Oates? The soul singer from Philadelphia, Hall & Oates. He was also a producer as well.
Right, and he agreed to open for them at a stop in Nashville.
Wow. Well, that's like no ego right there. Like, right. That is just like, I like you guys. I like your music. I like to play. Let me do this.
That's amazing to me. I feel like I always respect well-known artists more when I learn that they do this for people who are just coming up. And when it's clear that they love it and it's not just like their label saying, hey, could you do us a favor? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's great. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we are going to feature not only the Brothers Landreth in this song, but also an up-and-coming musician who is not as well-known as them, who is featured as a vocalist in this song as well. So this is going to be a track where they're accompanied by Mariel Buckley, and then after this track, we're going to go into one of her songs. This is from a double that was released in 2020. The double is called Something New, Something Blue. The first song on it is a track called Goodbye. And so that's what we are going to use to introduce you guys to the Brothers Landreth. So this is the Brothers Landreth featuring Muriel Buckley with the track Goodbye.
Weather turned, we stayed in. Moved a little closer, a couple glasses in. Double mattress, broken springs. With you in it, felt like a California king. Not quite friends, but we ain't lovers. When did we stop reaching out for one another? Can't shake this feeling, won't let go. We're just hanging, we're afraid to be alone. There ain't a right time, there ain't no time to say goodbye. Our friends, I'll make it easier. Come around a little less. Makes no difference in the end. You can hang it all on me. We can let them guess. There ain't a right time. There ain't no time. Say goodbye to you. I've been waiting for some kind of sign to make it feel right. Say goodbye to you. How do we let it go? How do we walk away? Nowhere left to go, nothing left to say. There ain't a right time, there ain't no time to say goodbye. I've been waiting for some kind of sign to make it feel right to say goodbye. There ain't a right time. There ain't no time. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to you.
All right, so Brothers Landreth with Muriel Buckley, and then now this is the track that you picked, no surprise here. Why this track?
Oh, this track because Muriel shows her wit and she shows her sense of humor throughout the lyrics of this track. This is basically a track, it's a breakup song. It's about the guy or the person or the partner who has left you and has seemed to move on very, very quickly while you're left in the dust. And she turns it into, you know, an opportunity to take a little bit of power back out of that situation by kind of making light of his situation and being able to do that so quickly. So I'm really excited to introduce this artist to you. This is like the most country song that you're going to hear on this playlist today. Just absolutely gorgeous instrumentation, incredible recording fidelity. They did a great job on this track. Mariel, I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's based in Calgary. She's the younger sister of a singer named T. Buckley, who you might know. She's been recording and releasing music since 2012. She first put out an EP, then her first album, Motorhome, in 2014. She has started to receive a significant amount of respect in Alberta because she's incredible and she deserves it. But let's try and help her break out in the rest of Canada. So this is her track, No Surprise, and I'm going to leave you with a little quote that she gives about what it means for her. This is the harsh moment of truth when sobering up from love's beer goggles. It's humor to repress the pain, the wincing smile after a stiff drink when we finally see things as they truly are. Can you really be surprised that someone who's let you down time and time again has let you down again? This is Mariel Buckley with her song No Surprise on Americana Cool with Heather Valley and Gunnar Smith.
Distance and the growing persistence of no loving after.
It's we have Bobby Dove and Jim Cuddy team up. Now, is it a team up or is it just a feature vocal on this track called Chance in Hell?
Let's call it a feature vocal. When you hear the song, you'll hear that she sings the lead all the way through, and then his voice starts to join in with her a little bit, maybe like 2/3 of the way through or so.
Did Jim Cuddy help write this song, pen it, or was it just solely her?
See, that's something I don't know off the top of my head here. So that's something I can look into and let you know for the next week's episode.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. No, I was just sometimes when, because I was just, the line of thinking with me was, is that when you said about John Oates opening up for the other act, sometimes when you're opening up, you're building a relationship with people, that sort of thing. In my brain, I was thinking, well, maybe John Oates is looking at producing these guys down the road, that sort of thing. So, you know, open up for them, that sort of thing, and like help build them up, right? And then sometimes when someone just sings on a track, maybe down the line they're becoming partners in writing, that sort of thing, for an album, you know? So that's why I asked, you know, is this just a feature, or did he co-wrote the song?
You know, something that's pretty cool is over the course of the Canadian-focused episodes that we've done the last 2 weeks, we've seen other members of Jim Cuddy's bands and, like, you know, people that he's associated with providing instrumentals for other artists' tracks. Like, we saw this last week, I think it was last week, with Bryce Clifford's track. And
right.
That's a really neat thing about the music scene in Canada and then the Americana scene in general. It's really not that big. Like, it's big, but you start to see these interconnections that I've been liking to point out so that people who are just starting to explore this music will see that maybe one act that they've been familiar with for a while or that they really like is also connected to something else that will hopefully give them a chance to give it a chance. You know?
Yeah. That makes total sense to me, because you are right that everything is... Sometimes we make things out to be a lot bigger than what they are, and you don't realize that everybody kind of knows everyone, even when they're starting out all the way up, sort of thing. They come across them, that sort of thing.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, Bobby Dove is one of those people who has built a following for herself based on her hard work. And she's a fantastic artist, but she has toured across Canada many times. She was born in Montreal. She has become known as one of the most dedicated troubadours in Canada, crooning live audiences with heart-worn originals and paying tribute to the golden age of country music. So you're going to hear that come across in this track. She has worked with so many legendary people. She has shared stages with Mary Gauthier, Richard McThompson, Irish Mithin, the Sadies, J.D. McPherson, I could go on. She's done residencies at the Banff Center and has performed at many folk fests, including the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. This is a track from her absolutely brand new record. The record is called Hopeless Romantic. This track is called Chance in Hell. This is a song that I picked because I think it just perfectly describes her songwriting ability and how solid of a player and a singer she is. So if you like this, discover her back catalog, discover the rest of this record, Hopeless Romantic. This is Bobby Dove with Jim Cuddy on backups, and you're listening to it on Americana Cool on Steel City Music.
If I had a chance, darling, if I had a chance, tell me or leave me crawling on the floor where I once fell into your wicked eyes, into your death.
Hey, you're listening to Heather Valley on Americana Cool on Steel City Music. I am your host. And the next artist is someone that I've actually spun on the show a couple times before and just like got all like sort of like a country man, but not in a pickup truck kind of way. And I'm sure Coulter Wallace will probably hear that intro and just go, what is he talking about?
Well, you know, I bet there are some people out there wondering how long we could go before we featured Coulter Wall, because
right.
Coulter is phenomenal.
Yeah, so phenomenal. I when I was going through Imaginary Appalachia a while back, I was having a tough time trying to pick which song to put in the show. So I was, but why did you pick the track Sleeping on the Blacktop?
Okay, I had the exact same experience as you. I went back and listened to the whole discography because he's got three records, right? Yesterday, and every single song, there was something that made me want to use it as our feature track. The first one I started with was this one, though. And the reason that I picked it is because my favorite line from, I think, all of his songwriting appears in this track. It is... you guys are going to hear it shortly. So this is a track called Sleeping on the Blacktop, and it's from his first record, Imaginary Appalachia. And it is pretty sparse. Like most of that record is. It's not necessarily that you're going to be hearing like a full band, you know? It sounds like a guy in a saloon, and you've walked in and you've ordered a wild turkey, and then you are now somehow on your sixth wild turkey, and he is singing straight into your soul. You know?
I like that. That's anyone who's been in that kind of mood understands totally what you just said. Yeah.
Right? And then you're going to hear this and you're going to be like, oh God. And then you're going to drive to the bar. But the line that just arrests me every single time is, corn liquor tastes sweeter in this town. Could be it's the same as the last. I swear I seen your face elsewhere before, just the same as the bottle in the glass.
Jeepers.
Jeez, right? Like
that's quite the line, man.
Honestly, this is the thing. Like for me, when I'm listening to music for the first time, it really honestly takes me a few times through the track before I can really like pinpoint, and I'm not so mesmerized by the whole that I'm able to focus exactly on what the person is saying. So I really like to try and point out to you guys, like, listen for this, because maybe you would miss it, because if you're like me, you don't actually have the opportunity to listen to the lyrics until a few times in. So like, damn, this guy is so good.
Yeah. He's really good, actually. Hey, why don't we spin that track right now? What's the name of it again, Heather?
This is a track called, let me pull my notes back up. This is a track called Sleeping on the Blacktop, and it's from Coulter's first album, Imaginary Appalachia.
On a number four, two witnesses blown up high. Not sure whose will be done. You can call me a sinner for wondering why. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Let some my sense catches up with me. Tastes sweeter in this town. Could it be it's the same as the last? I swear I've seen your face elsewhere before, just as familiar as a bottle and a glass. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Less than my sense catches up with me. Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town, less than my sense catches up with me. Less than my sense catches up with me.
And the last song to wrap up this edition of Americana Cool with Heather Valley. What is it, buddy?
Well,
who is it?
The last song that we have got for everyone this week is a local artist. This is our favorite artist on Steel City Music of August 2021. This is Mary Simon. Mary Simon is incredible. She is a phenomenal songwriter. She is a phenomenal player. She contributes instrumentals to other really well-known musicians around town and, you know, just in the scene in general, including Laura Cole. She's also got a fantastic voice. So I thought it would be great to feature one of her songs. This is a track called Hard to Get. It's my favorite of her tracks from her album No More Maybes. Mary Simon is playing out again in Hamilton and in the region. So follow her on Instagram at Mary Simon Sings. You can also follow her band Mississippi Benz at Miss Benz on Instagram. And keep up with what both of those projects are doing so that you can see her live and in person, because it is absolutely worth it. And you are going to hear exactly why I'm recommending her when you hear this track. This is Hard to Get by Mary Simon, Steel City Music's Artist of the Month for August 2021. And you are listening to Americana Cool with Heather Valley and Gunnar Smith.
Don't think I can't read your tongue.
right. That was a lot of fun. And how does anyone get a hold of you, Heather, to submit their music, their Americana music, or a suggestion on what we should be covering?
Yeah, you guys can find me pretty much everywhere online. On Instagram, I am at Heather Valley Music. On Facebook, you can just look up Heather Valley, add me as a friend, send me a message. And on Twitter, I'm at Heather Valley. And before I let you guys go, you want to hear one little tidbit, trivia about Colter Wall?
Okay, you know what? We kind of have to since you teed it up. So go. What is it?
Okay, so when you said he's like a country boy, but not on a farm in a truck.
Right.
Right? That, I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
I laugh because he is a country boy, and he actually, when he's not touring, is driving cattle. But he's from Saskatchewan, and his dad is Brad Wall, who was the 14th premier of Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yeah.
I apologize for assuming he's just a truck driver. Okay. I want it, you know. Cool. So he's an actual cowboy then.
He's 100% a cowboy, but he also has this family connection to Canadian politics.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I know that.
Well, you know, we all have our crosses to bear. So. All right. Thanks for everything, Heather. It was a great episode.
You're welcome. Vote for Colter Wall.
Broadcasting across the Steel City, this is 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.